When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Here's Anthony Edwards on the comparisons to Michael Jordan. Quote,
"That guy was a bum."
Quote, "I want it to stop. He's the greatest of all time. I can't be compared to him." Well,
but also thank you.
The mainstream media is, including myself, is definitely talking about this today. And it seems as if the people in the situation know about this. And they're not going away. Keep winning basketball games. They're gonna keep happening. Recap of the weekend over from the baseball side, but first from the Berkshire Hathaway side of things.
Oh, Berkshire Hathaway update?
Yeah, we got one lingering story on the Berkshire Hathaway weekend here. Bill Murray in town.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Bill Murray was in town this past weekend and enjoyed himself a nice weekend in Omaha. Went out and grabbed some coffee. This is from the Omaha World Herald, by the way. Kevin Cole wrote this story. It's a good one on omaha.com. Bill Murray went out and had some coffee at right across from St. Mary Magdalene, 19th and Dodge. Astute coffee. And that is when Jeff Seidlick walked in and he saw Bill Murray sitting at the coffee shop. And he said, "Oh my God, that's Bill Murray." And he went up to Bill Murray and he said, "I had to shake his hand. I don't want to shake your hand." And tell him that my wife is getting tired of me using his one-liners on her every day. He said, Murray said, "Then you should buy your wife a donut." The pair then shook hands and Seidlick resisted asking for a selfie out of respect for Bill Murray's privacy. Nice guy. Oh, very Omaha.
Uh huh.
Seidlick went to the church parking lot, got into his pickup truck, thinking that would be the end of the story. It was not. Leaving, I see Bill Murray and his significant other walking down the sidewalk. Bill notices an empty food container lying in the road. I saw him pick it up. And when I looked around, there wasn't any trash can anywhere near him. He just kept holding on to the trash. Seidlick pulled up beside Murray in his red Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, rolled down his window, and offered to let Murray drop the trash off into his truck. Bill said, Thank you, and by the way, what kind of donut did you get your wife? I said, a raspberry-filled donut.
Whoa. Controversial.
He replied, a raspberry-filled donut being delivered in raspberry-colored pickup truck. What a great Bill Murray story. This interaction led to Murray inviting Seidlick to take a photo with them beside the truck. Murray told Seidlick he was in Omaha for the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting. He told me how much he liked visiting Omaha, Seidlick said. I came away thinking what a great guy he is, coming to town, being so gracious, and bothering to pick up trash where no one else seemed to notice. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Omaha.
That interaction.
It's as perfect as it gets.
You could put.
It was a Mad Lib almost.
Almost literally any other celebrity's name in place of Bill Murray, and it isn't interesting at all.
I saw Bill Murray at the coffee shop. I said hello, and then I left because, you know, I wanted to respect his privacy. Once again, box checked, Omaha, Nebraskan, I think, right? Walks out. See Bill Murray walking down the street. He grabs a piece of trash out of the middle of the street and just starts walking with it because we're short on trash cans. And I say, Bill, just give me the trash. I can throw it away for you.
Throw it in the bed. It's fine.
By the way, what'd you get your wife? Raspberry-filled donut. Incredible story. Bill Murray is indeed a national treasure, says Jeff on the text line.
I would say and welcome to the Big East, yeah. But Bill Murray, very familiar with the Big East.
He is indeed. Welcome to the Big East, Bill Murray. Great story from Kevin Cole in the Omaha World Herald. Got the finer details of the Jeff Seidlick Bill Murray interaction from Sunday morning. By the way, the photo with Jeff was not the only one that Murray posed for on Sunday. If you head over to the Astute Coffee Facebook page, you will find many photos of Bill Murray and others. It actually was Bill Murray.
Hold on.
What?
I searched Bill Murray on Twitter.
Yeah. And I assume that there was many pictures of Bill Murray on Twitter.
I would like to take you to a post from...
Right. Going over to Twitter.
Jeremy Padour at Jeremy Com. He is a global toy maker.
Yep.
This is a photo of him shaking Bill Murray's hand. It says, Bill Murray saying hello and diving in at our Squishmallows booth at Berkshire Hathaway Annual Shareholders Meeting. And sure enough, it is Bill Murray diving into a vat of Squishmallows.
He looks like he's having a great time.
Yeah.
When in Omaha.
Oh, yeah. This is a great point Andy brings up.
Hey, Andy.
Bill Murray's girlfriend is someone that might shock you. Yes, it is. Him and Kellis broke up.
Kellis?
That's right.
Oh, Kellis?
Kellis, yes.
The milkshake brings all the boys to the yard?
Yes.
They were dating?
They were dating. They broke up in August of last year.
Oh. And now he's single? Well, obviously Jeff reported that he had a significant other.
Yeah, you could have been breaking celebrity news.
Jeez, maybe we missed the story. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're really sitting on a scoop there, but you're too nice to do anything about
it. There's always Bill Murray. When you felt like your town was a little low on celebrity sightings for this year. Great story. Nebraska baseball. They won 2 out of 3, Josh. What's there to complain about? What are you going to yell about? You want to cancel them?
Keep on keeping on. Keep winning series. That's really all you can ask a baseball team to do.
I have a twinge of a complaint.
Oh, okay.
I have a twinge of a complaint.
Please.
So they win the first 2 games of the series. And they go into Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they lose. And Will Bolt says afterwards, yeah, I just didn't know if there was enough urgency. Let me describe to you the situation.
Okay, a couple ways to take that, but go on.
So if they win yesterday's game, they're in a literal dead heat for first place in the Big Ten.
Seems like motivation.
Seems like there's kind of something on the line there, right?
Against one of the lesser teams you're going to play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's a big series next weekend. Michigan State's not that good either. They're about the same as Minnesota. Right. So, like, but... You would just think that going into your series, I mean, you got the black socks on, you're going into your clincher, and you got a chance to literally pull even with the top of the Big Ten and try and win the damn title, that there would be, that would present the motivation to say, why don't we go get this one today? Feels important. Feels like a pretty big deal that we go get that. Yeah. That was not the case.
It was getaway day, Connor.
It was not the case for Nebraska. However, they still get 2 out of 3. They head into the final 2 conference weekends with a shot at the title, although they're a game behind Illinois for first place. They currently occupy an RPI of 21. And they are in a big, real, like a scrum kind of for second, third, fourth.
Bit of a log jam there.
Where that stands at the moment. So, I mean, I would say... Even though they won 2 out of 3, opportunity missed for Nebraska. They had the chance to, to pull even with Illinois for that first place and create a game of separation on Purdue and Indiana. By the way, you would have liked some separation with Indiana, who you get coming to Haymarket Park this weekend. Weren't able to do it. Lack the urgency. Happens. Now there's Creighton.
These guys.
Go ahead, Josh. Do it. Do what you're going to do to them.
I was asked multiple times on social media and in person, Are you going to cancel? You're going to cancel Creighton baseball? You're going to cancel them? To which I replied every single time, you cannot cancel something that is dead. They're dead in the water for the rest of the year. Congratulations on sweeping all those ranked teams. It was for naught.
So they have 31 wins. That is tied for the most overall wins in the entire league. They have an RPI of 60, which is currently fourth best in the league. And it's not like they played a cakewalk of a schedule. Like I said, their non-conference RPI is 23. They've taken care of business everywhere that's not their own conference. 31-14 with a 4-10 record in the Big East after getting swept this weekend on the road at St. John's. And, yeah, Josh, so, yeah, you're just,
it's over.
Honestly, like, you're basically eliminated already.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out if you're actually eliminated. They might actually be eliminated. So, Xavier is 9-6 in the league. They occupy the fourth spot. Creighton is, 4.5 games behind them? Right now, yeah, 4.5 games behind them with six conference games left to play. Like, two more wins by Xavier at any point, and you're actually eliminated.
Mathematically.
Yes. Xavier, this weekend, will get 3 with Georgetown. Not that it matters. Like you said, Josh, what a disappointing deal for them. Because, like I said, I truly believe it because I've seen it plenty of times with my own eyes, and I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm not a homer. I try not to be a homer. I'm a homer when asked. No, I'm not being asked to be a homer right now. They're good. That's a good baseball team. They've had some unfortunate injury situations. It feels like basically everybody in their starting lineup has been injured at some point during the season. They're now in this wild revolving door of first basemen. They don't have a Friday starter. They've tried to piece together pitching throughout the entire year, and it just hasn't worked outside of like Tuesdays and Wednesdays basically the entire year.
When your guy is better than their guy.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It's a good baseball team that is not going to make it a postseason. They're going to be left out of the Big East tournament. They're going to go to UConn this weekend. It probably won't turn out well for them based on what we've seen. UConn, by the way, 12-3 in the same conference that Creighton is 4-10 in at the moment. So you'd have to do something really spectacular this weekend to even get yourself back into the equation. From an RPI perspective, that's not going to be good. And then, of course, from the conference slate perspective, which is also not good.
And
it's a shame. It's a real shame because they're not going to be in any postseason tournament. And I do think they're good enough to be able to be in one.
Mm-hmm.
But They will most certainly not be at this point.
They have one non-conference game left, and their RPI is going to go down simply by taking the field that night against Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah, RPI don't even matter anymore.
Right.
Their
only path is getting into the Big East tournament.
Yeah, you can't make the NCAA tournament if you don't make the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. That's not officially written in the rule book, but it probably should be at this point. Jeff writes in on the text line.
Hi, Jeff.
He says, every team has injuries. Don't hide behind that crap. No. I'm not hiding behind that crap. All right? I'm not hiding behind that. I just said it because it adds context to the situation.
I also love the idea.
It adds context.
Every team's got injuries. Your injuries cannot affect the way your team played at all. At all.
It simply adds context. I think that's a good baseball team. And, okay, so this is maybe another example of a thing that I'm hiding behind. The Big East is most certainly a better baseball conference right now than it's been really in Creighton's entire time. The worst team in the league is Seton Hall. Seton Hall, Villanova, and Butler, each of them aren't very good. Creighton has dropped games to 2 out of those 3 so far, with the home series with Seton Hall still coming up. But UConn is good. St. John's is good. Georgetown is much better. Xavier has been good for the last few years. and Creighton's always right there. They just haven't they haven't done it this year. So we're not hiding behind anything, just adding context to the conversation.
They're seventh in the Big East.
Yeah, it's not
Creighton is.
Yeah, they're
there's
they're
only
done.
Eight teams.
Josh is actually I agree with Josh. He has got past the point where like he's available to actually cancel them anymore. So he can't cancel them anymore because they're kind of like it would just be like too low hanging of fruit to cancel them at this point. But either way, they are not beyond some sort of miracle going to the postseason.
It's not he doesn't want to cancel a Creighton team. No, there's seven games left.
It's just too late. It's just too late.
It's like if after the Super Bowl I said, I think I'm going to cancel the Niners,
but like
guys.
The margin for error is just, I talked about this with one of the coaches at the beginning of April. It was like, I think they had played one or two conference series up to that point, and obviously they didn't start well in conference either. And it was like, they reminded me, like the margin between being the best team in the conference, which it looked like Creighton was at that point, to not making the conference tournament is this much. It's nothing. You can't lose 2 out of 3 in that league, otherwise you put yourself behind the eight ball. And they lost 2 out of 3 right out of the gate a couple times, and it just snowballed from there.
I mean, backs up against the wall, you had to fight to keep your season alive, and I mean, they didn't lay down and die, but boy, they laid out quite a few stinkers over the weekend.
To the phones, 42 degrees is Source Hotline. Here's Rick. Hi, Rick. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a theory about the Creighton or any of these teams that maybe aren't performing as well as we maybe expect them to. You guys are there, correct?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't hear any heartbeats. Anyway, I think there's so much club ball going on these days throughout the country that a lot of these teams, it used to be the Big East and perhaps even the Big Ten, I guess. I don't know when the last time the Big Ten had a contender in Omaha. I know Michigan did 30 years ago, but I think there's a lot of better ball players throughout the country now. And with the involvement of fiat currency, there's more dads and grandpas that can push these kids to get higher up the ladder. And if you look how competitive it is, the Skleens guy was in Omaha a week ago for some, deal out at Warner Park. They had 9,000 people that day, which was tremendous for the, for the Storm Chasers. But Skleen, he can't even get in the pros, and he's in AAA, and the guy's throwing 102, 103 miles an hour. The guy from Texas, the kid from Tennessee who's playing for Texas now, if he's still there, he was throwing 104 miles an hour. So the caliber of ball and the athletes are so much better today. And I think even in the colleges where if you're not an LSU or a Florida or whoever the so-called better teams are, there's just more parity now. And I think Creighton just ran into a bad year. And I think Service is a very good coach. I think them guys, defensively, them teams over the last 10 years have performed as well as anybody in the country. So anyway, thanks for my tirade, and I'll get back on my meds, and you guys have a good day. Thank you,
Rick. What the hell?
Paul Skleens was out.
Paul Skleens?
Doing a thing.
Paul Skleens was doing a thing at Warner Park, and it was called playing baseball for the Indianapolis Indians. And
he can't make the majors.
I think that Paul Skleens' time in AAA has a countdown of about 8 days left on it. It's coming. It might be that. Actually, it might be that. I don't know when his start is this week.
Wasn't it yesterday that they were?
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming. It's coming like this week. So that doesn't have anything to do with anything. But he might have a point on the parity being more and more across the sport of college baseball that isn't the South. I don't know. I don't know that has anything to do with it. I think Creighton's got the weapons. They had the team. Now they were, like I said, beat up at various times this year. They lost a key part of their rotation over the weekend. Not this past weekend, but I'm saying like for their weekend pitching, Dominic Cancellari. And like those are the reasons why it kind of sank them. And that, I don't know what else the mental deal is on the weekend with them, but it's not happening for him right now. But I don't think it has anything to do with all these people playing travel ball and or anything to do with Pulse Cleans. That's for sure.
They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. They're dead. By the way, we have four more broadcasts of Creighton baseball coming up next week. Please listen.
Maybe they come back to life in a miracle fashion.
Thank you, Josh.
Down the stretch.
Yeah, it's about
time. Maybe you want to tune in for that.
It's about time. Josh is killing people, and he's trying to kill radio broadcasts. Sad. Josh hates baseball on the radio.
Well, maybe there will be fewer people going to the game now that they're dead, and they'll be listening on the radio instead, because they still care.
Marty Cordero is coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about Union Omaha. They'll be doing a thing, and that thing is soccer.
Trying to win them a cup.
On Wednesday.
I'm sorry, another cup.
Another cup. A cup at UNL. We'll talk a little bit about that with him at 1, but come back for more next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.